Earlier this week, I spoke with former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He wants a top-to-bottom reorganization of the State Department. Gingrich said members of the Foreign Service should resign if they don't wholeheartedly support the president's policies. Thomas Boyette disagrees. He's a former ambassador and president of the Foreign Affairs Council.
Former House Speaker Gingrich does not seem to understand the foreign policy process. U.S. diplomats, particularly ambassadors, are responsible for reporting to the Department of State developments in the countries to which they are assigned. They recommend policies they believe will serve the national interests of the United States. Washington decision-makers, including the Secretary of State and President on critical issues, must synthesize that input with other information at their disposal and then determine how best to proceed. Instructions go to posts, policy is implemented, feedback is again reported to the department, and the policy process continues. The key to the entire undertaking is honest, unvarnished advice. Unfortunately, Mr. Gingrich appears to view foreign policy assessments by U.S. diplomats as disloyalty to the president when those assessments differ from Mr. Gingrich's own views. He cited as an example a State Department Bureau of Intelligence report stating that liberal democracy would be difficult to achieve in Iraq and that electoral democracy could well be subject to exploitation by anti-American elements. Who besides Mr. Gingrich would question the honesty and objectivity of those warnings? The world is a difficult and complicated place that does not always respond to policies and grand designs as desired. Danger to the United States lurks everywhere, and it is the responsibility of our diplomats at home and abroad to frankly and fully inform the political leadership of their views based upon decades of training and experience. Such honesty is not always welcome. Often the messenger has been shot. In the 1940s, the China experts, known as China hands, were forced out of the Foreign Service because of their frank appraisals that the Chinese communists would defeat the nationalists in the struggle for China. In the 1950s, the department was under constant attack by Senator McCarthy. Those confusing disagreement with disloyalty have always damaged the best interests of the United States. In calling for complete reform at the State Department, Mr. Gingrich ignores the substantial, even historic progress made in revitalizing the State Department by Secretary of State Colin Powell. As detailed in its March assessment, the Independent Foreign Affairs Council found that the department's resources, staffing, training, organization, even its corporate culture, are all in dramatically better shape than they were just 2 years ago. Much, of course, remains to be done. Reform of the State Department and Foreign Service is and should be an ongoing process. What is not acceptable, however, is the wholesale destruction that Mr. Gingrich appears to have in mind.
The comments of Thomas Boyette, the president of the Foreign Affairs Council, a former ambassador to Colombia, and a past president of the American Foreign Service Association.